Welcome to a mid-season edition of the Original 11, the official podcast of Princeton football. On today's show, we will have Steven Carlson, the senior wide receiver who's quickly making his way into the Princeton record book, already top three in career touchdown catches. And by the time this season's done, who knows where he could be in some of the other big career categories. But yeah, we touch on that and plenty more in our conversation. No Cody Kruschel today, a little under the weather, so thought we would just take a quick look at a couple of midseason thoughts before we get to the interview with Steve. And look, obviously, you couldn't ask for a whole lot more out of the first 5 weeks of the season. 5-0 record, top 10 nationally in both offense and defense. You know, there's plenty of reason to be excited, and you know, there's no reason not to. But on the same token, margin of victory over the first 5 weeks really does nothing for the next 5 weeks. And if you go back to a year ago around this time, you know, maybe 1 week later, you know, Princeton comes off the big win at Harvard, you know, and feels like they're in a great position to make a run at the Ivy League. And obviously, there were other factors last year, but nobody expected Cornell to do what it did and for November to, you know, proceed as it did. So I think it's fair to pump the brakes on any historical comparisons for this team right now. And that's something that Steve even talks about. Princeton's midway through the season. They're 2-0 in the Ivy League. They have the high majority of their Ivy League games still to play. And if you look at the remainder of the schedule, you know, their two road games are at Harvard and Yale, two of the, you know, traditional powers in the league, a Yale team that is coming off an Ivy League title, and Harvard, who, you know, coming off a last second win last weekend. And you know, after what happened last year up in Boston on national TV, that they've certainly circled this date on their calendar. And then, you know, Cornell came into Princeton last year, won that game. Season finale is a Penn game that, you know, will be big for both teams. And then obviously that November 3rd date against Dartmouth, who knows what the records will be at that time. But there's four undefeated teams in the country at the FCS level right now, and Princeton and Dartmouth are two of them. So, you know, I think it's just good to be excited right now about the rest of the season. That's the thing to take. But there are some tough tests coming up. And I think, you know, the thing that I've been most impressed with this team is that they really haven't kind of bought into the hype at any point. I mean, there was hype after game one, you know, a Butler team that had, you know, the big win over Youngstown State earlier and seemed like, you know, maybe they're a team that's about to break into the top 25. And, you know, Princeton, you know, took it to them in that game, which has been a challenge for them in season openers, you know, over the past couple of decades. And it's just constantly built from there and never really looked back, always looked ahead. And I think that's what's been most impressive, you know, among a number of other impressive things. Obviously, performances, the likes of John Lovett and Jesper Horsted and Steve Carlson and the entire defense. You know, up until this week, there really hadn't been maybe quite as big a standout performance. You know, TJ Floyd maybe against Columbia. Mark Fassati this past week with 12 tackles earns Ivy League Defensive Player of the Week honors. So congratulations to him after making his comeback from injury last year. But certainly I think it's a great time to be a Princeton football fan, and there's a lot to be excited about over the next 5 weeks. But I think the run of not playing competitive fourth quarters, you're going to see that change, you know, maybe starting this weekend, but certainly over the next 5 weeks. There are going to be some tight finishes. There always are. You even look at the teams that won Ivy titles, even at 7-0 or 6-1, you know, they had to scrape out a few wins. You know, you always do it. 2013, you remember that Princeton team that had a triple overtime win over Harvard, you know, in that. I mean, it's going to happen once, twice, three times. Who knows? you have to be ready. You have to be excited about to see what this team can accomplish in those tight spots. And it's just some great rivalries coming up. All five games are going to be available on ESPN Plus, on TuneIn, and certainly the excitement, the anticipation of some of these games, especially starting Saturday, because anytime it's Princeton Harvard, you know that's a big one. But look, it's fun to be excited right now. It's been a great start. You can look at 7, 8, 9 different players and talk about first team all Ivy, if not, you know, potential all America, you know, candidacy this year. But there's a long way to go, and I think the team philosophy is the one to take, which is basically just worry about what's today, worry about who's coming up next on the schedule, and don't get distracted by anything else. It's a fun ride to be on, though, for sure. A team that scores a lot of points and doesn't give up a lot of points. It's definitely a recipe for success. How they implement that over the next 5 weeks, it's going to tell a lot, because, you know, this is a team that has, at least for the first 5 weeks, put together something special. It'll be fun to see if they can keep that going. All right, one of the people that has played a major role in keeping this going has been Steve Carlson, the senior wide receiver from Jamestown, New York. Funny, you know, Steve Carlson was just one of the guys that Bob Cerace, before the 2017 season, said, you know, keep an eye on. This is somebody that is going to play a part. He's going to play a role. You know, he was pretty high on him. You know, you still need to see it sometimes, and it didn't take long for us to see it. It was game one of 2017. He caught 3 touchdowns, and then he's just been a machine ever since, going up high on those fades in the end zone, overpowering cornerbacks on short passes, just crisp routes, speed. He's got it all, and he's got the ability to play at the next level. I'm excited to see. Look, you still got 5 weeks to go. You want to see those first, but I'm excited to see what looks he gets moving forward. Let's hear now from Steve Carlson.
Steve, there's plenty to talk about kind of through the whole season, but I want to start with Saturday and that Brown game. And, you know, you guys knowing at some point during the week that, you know, John would be down and Kevin would be the starter. And, you know, maybe some people wondered how the offense would change. And, you know, maybe outside of getting, you know, rid of a couple of design quarterback runs, it didn't look like the offense actually changed at all. What sense did you get kind of from Kevin in pregame? And did you feel like, you know, this offense is just going to do what it does and that's the plan for the week?
Yeah, I think Coach Gleason especially made the point that we weren't going to change much in the offense. We were just going to keep doing our thing. And it was nice to see him, Kevin, pregame and practice. He was really confident. He wasn't nervous. He wasn't worried about having his first start. So that confidence that he had instilled confidence in the rest of the offense. And we knew that we weren't really going to miss a beat, and we were still going to go out there and do what we had to do and continue to play at the level we've been playing. And that's a credit to Kevin and his mindset, and then Coach Gleason and all the rest of the offensive guys. I really just put our heads down and did our work, and it turned out well on Saturday.
It had to be nice, though, kind of just see that first pass, you know, go for you know, close to 40 yards and feel like, all right, we're good.
Yeah, I mean, that's a pass we've, even with early in camp and stuff with Kevin, we've thrown a lot. So it wasn't like a questionable, like, oh, is Kevin going to put this on the spot? You know, it was just another throw to us. As long as I would get open, I knew Kevin would put the ball there. And then, I mean, I think we knew before the game we were going to keep rolling, but maybe that first play really set the tone and showed the rest of the guys in the offense that we're not going to stop this offense. You know, we're going to keep going. And the first play helped us out with some confidence, and then we just kept everything up from there.
You know, statistically, it doesn't actually look like a whole lot has changed from week one to week five. I mean, you were pretty dominant from the start, but kind of from your perspective, where have you seen growth in this offense, you know, from preseason to right now, which is basically the midway point of the 2018 season?
I think we've seen a lot of growth in like the second string guys, third string guys, guys who are usually starting, but in practice every day they're going hard. Some of the freshman guys, Dylan Classy at wideout, he's really been making some plays and doing well at practice. And I think the guys who hadn't quite solidified their role at the beginning of the season are now coming into to know their role, and they're doing everything at practice in the week that is helping us out to win on Saturdays. So it's guys who aren't necessarily starting, aren't necessarily playing every game, that are keeping the energy up at practice and having the right mindset, which is when you have guys from the top to the bottom that have the right mindset and are doing the right thing, that just creates like such a good culture and makes us much more excited to play and confident on Saturdays.
It's been such a fascinating run for you, kind of through the record book here. You were behind a couple of receivers who led Princeton to an Ivy title in 2016. And, you know, you were a bit of an unknown heading into 2017, even though, you know, Coach Sarace and the offensive staff were praising your name and touting you as a key piece. But through 15 games, you know, up to number three in the career touchdown catches rankings, could you have even imagined this possibility for yourself? And when did you start to feel that you were a big part, not just a piece, but a big part of what this offense could be and would become?
Yeah. I mean, I guess I was a little surprised with how far I've come. I was just talking to some other guys who were saying as a freshman they thought I'd be like a pretty average receiver, and I wasn't even sure coming in as a freshman what I'd be able to do. But I mean, just the work that I enjoy putting in, and the coaches have helped me out to get to where I am today, strength coaches, offensive staff, everybody. So I guess I didn't necessarily see this coming in as a freshman, but I know that I've been putting everything I have into every lift, every practice. And so now being here, I mean, it's not super surprising to me through what I've done, but it's just great to see development in everybody, not just myself, from freshman year to junior or to senior year. It shows. It's a credit to the coaches and a credit to our staff who know how to develop people, know what each person needs individually in order to get them to contribute to our team. So, I'm happy with what we've done, but I'm not, like, satisfied with what I've done or what the team has done. So I know the stats really don't matter at all if we're not winning. So I'm just still doing everything I did freshman, sophomore, junior year in order to get us to win some games and carry on this winning streak to the end of the season.
I knew you were a terrific basketball player in high school as well, led Jamestown to a state championship game. And, you know, you have those, it almost looks like a basketball player in those end zone passes where, oh, whether it's John or Chad last year or Kevin last weekend, they just put the ball up and kind of let it be a one-on-one battle, and you 6'4", 230 come down with those so often. What goes into those plays, and how much do you enjoy knowing when those ones are called and it's just a mano-a-mano battle?
Yeah, those are always enjoyable. I think it's a lot of trust between the quarterback and Jesper and I, the receivers. We know, like, we like our matchups with any corners in the league, and we know if the ball is up there, we're gonna it's either gonna be Coach Rosenbaum always says we're either gonna get a touchdown or a pass interference call. So that's kind of what we pride ourselves in, is going up and getting those 50-50 balls, and having strong hands and coming down with them, because those type of plays where it's just could go either way. When we start winning all those, it really changes the momentum of games, puts points on the board, and takes the will out of the other teams when we're just constantly going up and getting balls that that maybe other receivers might not be able to get or drop. So it's a lot of trust and it's a lot of confidence, and then it's just a lot of strength and jumping ability, I guess.
Obviously, the first 5 weeks couldn't have gone much better for you, but there's still 5 weeks to go. You know you have a gauntlet here in the schedule. Have you been pleased with the way the team has remained focused and humble? I know that's a big thing for Coach Sarasin. He's really praised the team over the last 2 weeks and its ability to just stay grounded. But what are you seeing in the locker room? You know, and why is this team continuing to build and not getting lost in you know, some really exciting numbers?
Yeah, I think upperclassmen and senior classes especially has seen a couple seasons where we start off really strong, like 4-0 and 5-0 or whatever, and then end up being like 5-5 or 6-4. And we've been through those seasons. We know what it feels like to start strong and then everything be let go and kind of lose the grip on the season. So we've been conscious of that. We knew coming into the season that we wanted to win the Ivy League, we wanted to try to go undefeated. And so we know just being 5-0 isn't the end goal. We still have half the season to go, and we know we're going to have to work harder than we've worked before to keep up this winning streak. And so we're not getting complacent. We're not feeling like we're the best team ever because we know we're not, and we know we have so much more work to do. Because just because we're 5-0 doesn't mean we're automatically going to win the next five games. You know, you still have to put in the work, you still have to practice hard, and that's what's going to win you games, not the fact that people think you did.
Thank you for listening to this Original 11 podcast. As a reminder, Saturday's game is a noon start at Harvard Stadium. You can watch it on ESPN+, or you can listen to both Cody Cruchel and myself call the game on TuneIn or on 103.3 FM. Follow PU Tiger Football and PU Tigers all week for updates on this big game, and then obviously as we go for the rest of the season. Again, thank you for listening to the Original 11.